Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome to the Intel on AI podcast. My name is Emily Hudson.
And I'm Derek Osborne.
Today we're talking with Vladimir Starostenkov, a machine learning architect from Altoros. Welcome, Vladimir.
Hello, guys. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Now, Vladimir, tell us a little bit about your job at Altoros and what you're working on right now.
So I'm a machine learning solutions architect. My job is to connect our clients, our businesses, with the engineering part of Altoros team. That's my main responsibility.
And can you tell us a little bit about some of the solutions that you're working on with Altoros?
Yeah, sure. We successfully implemented various projects in insurance, manufacturing, finance, and supply chain. The specialty of Altoros is that we not only develop proof of concepts, prototypes, and integrate AI solutions in production, but we train our client teams for better AI adoption. Specifically, we've created a series of training modules for business people, middle management, team leaders, project management, and technical staff. So we're not only focused on delivering those solutions, but we also think that for better adoption of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies, teams need to learn both applied math technicalities and more abstract AI capability, borders, high-level vision, and intuition of data-driven approach. So at Altoros, we believe that a successful AI implementation leads to partial complete business reengineering. We mostly target small and mid-sized enterprises right now, as they seem to be more responsive and innovative, but we also have a good record of big data and advanced analytics implementations for large enterprises. So this data engineering background at big data scale makes the kind of second specialty of Altoros. And besides all that, we are cloud experts and we help our clients to build their private clouds. We help utilize public APIs for their business needs and build their own APIs. And so we combine all that expertise at Altoros, like cloud native development, big data, data engineering, and AI expertise, and provide our clients with the full pipeline. So that's what I say a solution is.
Can you tell us a little bit about the solution you're working with the car insurance industry?
Yeah, sure. The car damage assessment process is a complicated one. The insurances use third parties to analyze the damage extent. And the process is still manual in that sense that a human expert need to analyze the car, need to take a picture of that car, and create all that bureaucratic documentation stuff, all that activities, conduct all the things. And what we did is build a mobile app which allows the end client to take the pictures of the car right at the accident scene. The mobile part of the solution guide the person on how to better make the pictures, guide on the quality of that picture, and sends that picture either online or later when the connection is established, when they have an internet connection, to send the images to the backend part, which runs on the Intel architecture, and which automatically assess the damage of the car. Either depending on the business, it might be just a binary assessment, like, let's say, finding the broken parts or the damaged parts of the car, like bumper, hood, whatever, or immediately understand which the car make and model is present and infer the price for the repair. And we try to wrap the solution as OEM or as an API for the insurance businesses so they can use that no matter what current process is.
So when you run these models, a lot of times I would think that a customer will be taking a picture of the same damage, but from different angles. How does your model take those different angles to analyze first that it's the same damage, and then also create a better estimate from having multiple data sources?
The taking of the pictures of the data acquisition is kind of manual. So we just, through the mobile app guidance, ask to fit the car into the contour on their screen and take a picture. After that, the validation of the picture is performed right at the mobile app. That's not actually any deep learning thing. It is more a classical computer vision, analyzing the histograms of the picture, the smoothness and things like that. And after that, we just feed the set of pictures taken into a single deep learning model and train the overall model for this set of inputs.
How does the error from the model compare to the typical human error?
The regular process goes usually as the following. The insurance companies, they have these sets of historical images for all the cars they've seen so far and all the damages, and they have all that reports either directly in their databases or in a form of structured like textual. And inside those reports, we can see the description, usually the description of the damaged parts. And also we have usually the overall repair cost estimate. And from this documentation, we can link it to the actual images. And that's how we have our expert estimation of the damage. Besides that, we can also hire those people that perform manual labeling based on our additional criteria. So let's say we hire people to label these 2,000 images of different damages for a single car model and make. And we also double check that using those reports from the insurance companies. And during that process of the labeling, we can write our own criteria depending on our future process. So for example, it could be either binary set up, like we label all the parts that are damaged, or it could be some numerical set up when we ask the sensors to select the damaged part and estimate the extent of the damage, say from 0 to 100. And if we use multiple of those experts, we have a good convergence to some common understanding of what is 100 and what is 0. And it happens to work well. Later on, using the car model make and all the other information about the car, we can imperatively calculate the repair cost from that estimated numbers or binary labeling. We multiply that by the cost of the parts and the usual amount of expenses for the labor, and that's how we have our cost in money.
I'm curious to know how Intel and Altaros are collaborating together to optimize your solutions for Intel architecture.
Mostly our collaboration goes in that engineering help that Intel provides to us. We have trained multiple of our machine learning engineers on the Intel technicalities, specifically on the Intel distribution of OpenVINO toolkits. And after we have all the knowledge about how we can improve the deep learning models using the Intel software and hardware combined, we also double check our expectations with the Intel engineering team, like frequently updating them with our performance benchmarking results. And if they have some thoughts on, okay, guys, maybe the expected performance improvement is more than that you observe right now. So probably we should dive deeper and find the cause of that. They provide us with that expert help if needed. So that's the regular process.
it's good to hear how your collaboration with Intel has really helped you with these optimizations and improvements. What benefits are your customers seeing?
In the first place, it is always cost optimization. Less money spent on the infrastructure. The expectations of our clients are that we can perform better so that we can reduce the number of servers for the same throughput.
For listeners who want to know more about your company and its solutions, where should they go?
You should probably visit altores.com. Just Google for Altores. You'll find lots of articles and videos about Altores. You can also try cardamage.altores.com.
Excellent. That's altores.com. Vladimir, it's been a pleasure to have you on the call today. We really enjoyed hearing from you. This has been Emily Hudson.
And this is Derek Osborne.
And you've been listening to Intel on AI.